That's the place we came from. Sheimakam, as she says, that halacha is sefer Torah, tefillah no mezuzos. We have a sefer Torah, tefillah no mezuzos. Shekosvan tzduki, kusi avi kechavim. If a tzduki, a person is not moed be mitzvahs, or kusi, same thing, or a goy, or else eved, a regular eved, or else isha, vikotan, mumo, all these people are psulim. If they write this film, they will apostle. Shenemar, the apostle says, ukeshartem ukesavtem, write them and then put them on and write them. So idashin kol sheyeshnam b'kshira, any Jew that puts on tefillin, he's not a mumer, he's not a tzduki. He puts on tefillin, yeshnam b'kshiva. He has the luck, he's able to write the tefillin. But kol sheyna b'kshira, whoever is either not in the mitzvah like a goy, or else in the mitzvahs, a mumer that does not put on tefillin, is Eino B'Ksiva. He has no right to write tefillin. So it comes out according to this, the Chur, when a Jew makes tefillin, he should have to make a bracha l'aseh tefillin, because a guy cannot make tefillin. Still, over Yisrael now, when a Jew goes to make tefillin, ain't Sarach Levarach, he does not have to make a bracha l'aseh tefillin. We ought to make a bracha on tefillin when we wear the tefillin. Again, maybe a Shechiyonu when you buy them, but you do not have to make a bracha l'aseh tefillin. This is a tzuft on Rav. And the Gemara says now, the Sholach Rav Chia Brei de Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rav Yechon. He said like this, what's the lochas of Birchas Tfilin? That our Tfilin Shoyadaymer, Baruch Hashem, Kedishonu, and Mitzvah, and Sivonu, Loniach Tfilin. Before you put on Tfilin, Shoyad, you have to make a Baruch Loniach Tfilin. Our Tfilin Shalosh, Oymer, Baruch Hashem, Kedishonu, and Mitzvah, and Sivonu, our Mitzvah Tfilin. These are the two brachas you have to make. And again, there's a machlokes Rashi in the Bein Hatam, where you always have to make two brachas, or Rashi sheet before was no, only if you speak out after the tefillin shayad, do you have to make another bracha on the shalosh. But I call upon him, these are the two brachas to be made. But the ilu, last says tefillin, lay mevorach. But to make a bracha, shagasham to us of anu, last says tefillin, we don't make this bracha. So if so, even a mitzvah that a guy cannot do, we still see a Jew does not make a bracha. Mitzvah is like this. Elo, the klal is like this better. Elo, lav haino taima. This is reason that kol mitzvah the yasi yosai kama mitzvah to goin milo. Any mitzvah that b'shash you doing the ma'isa, that's the kima mitzvah also. Afagav the sher b'vichodim. Even though it's kosher for goin to do it, I'll tell you b'Yisrael sov levorach. Still, the Jew has to make the bracha b'shash he does the ma'isa mitzvah. The moyel, since he's doing now a ma'isa mitzvah. And this mitzvah, the Gemara, is right now, so he has to make a bracha, even though a guy could also do the mitzvah. But the whole mitzvah, the yasiyosa lav Gemara mitzvah, any time the mitzvah right now is not the Gemara of the mitzvah, the guy in tefillin, by tefillin the mashal, b'shas, we write the tefillin, that's not the Gemara of the mitzvah. The Gemara of the mitzvah is for us later on when we put them on. But right now, b'shas, you're writing them, that's not the Gemara of the mitzvah. If so, then the cloud is, Afagav the Psulus Bevik Chogim, even though it's possible for a goy to write tefillin, still be Yisrael and Mitzvah Levarach, still by a Jew, you do not have to make the bracha. Samar says, well, the tzitzis, if so, what's the machlokes then? If you have to make a bracha, lasses tzitzis or not, what's the machlokes? Rashi Zal Nachman Rav Chisda, Aliba the Rav, that Rav Chisda Sava the tzitzis chayvus, so what's the machlokes? It's a machlokes of the chi is in the talus, that every baked jav, you have to have tzitzis on it, or is a chi upon the gavra. So Rashi says like this, to Rav Chisda Sovar, tzitzis chayvus talus, it's a chayv upon the baked to have tzitzis on it. Hilkach asiyosi gemar mitzvosan. Therefore, b'shas, you make, when you finish making the baked of tzitzis, when you finish putting your tzitzis onto the beged, that's called the Gemara Mitzvah. Because there's a chayvus talus. So soon as you have a talus, there's a chayv to put tzitzis. So soon as you put the tzitzis on the beged, even before you wear it, you're making the mitzvah. Therefore, you should have to make a bracha. That's why he made the bracha. From Nachman Savano, chayvus gavrisi. When are we being making the mitzvah? After it's put on, when we wear the beged. The yatifos is doing mitzvah sign. So only when we put it on are we mekayim the mitzvah. But b'shasti asiya, there's no mitzvah, it's not a gemar mitzvah. Therefore that's what we hold, that we do not make a bracha b'shas, we make the tzitzis. Because we hold, tzitzis is called the chayvus gavra. You first mekayim the mitzvah, later when you put it on, not b'shas you make it. Therefore we do not make a bracha when we make the tzitzis. Omar le Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Osin Hochi Masnisalu, you learned it like this. Anan but us, Hochi Masnisalu, this is the way we learned it. Rav Rav Yudom Arav, Minayin le Tzitzis, Biyadikachovim Shekshayrom, that Rav holds fakert. How do we know to say that a goy is allowed to make tzitzis? Shneem the Posek says, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, V'yosol Hem Tzitzis. That speak to B'nei Yisrael, V'yosol Hem Tzitzis. Means Yasulhem Achirim, as if to say other people could make it for Jew tzitzis, that a goy could make for Jew tzitzis. That's why he learned it. Today our gear, so we only follow the goy is possible to make tzitzis, but he learned it like this, that a goy is allowed to make tzitzis. The Vada Loch we take a paskin that a goy is possible to make tzitzis. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Osan min haKoytzim, or min haNimin, or min haGardin. Psula. So Rashi learns Menakoitse means that the strings are hanging down from the beggar itself. The same thing, Menanimim, from the stitches, and Menagazim, the same thing. These are all strings that are hanging down from the beggar itself. So the Kitsa is Psula because it's Tastam of Lemon Osui. Since these strings were put into the beggar before you went to make the Shem Tzitzis, they were like hanging down from the beggar itself, it's possible to be used for Tzitzis. But Menasisim Shera, if you make the strings from Sisim, obviously those are strings that were cut off already from the Begid, that's Mutter. Gemara says, Ki Amisim Kaimish, what says over Lachim from the Shmuel Ami, he said, Af Menasisim Psula. No, even from Sisim. Sisim is that means that leftover strings that you didn't use, the Shas you were sewing. So Taka was strings made for sewing, just you didn't put it into the Begid yet, therefore he holds now you're allowed to use it for Tzitzis. But when he said over front of Shmuel, he said, no, Af Menasisim is also Psula for Tzitzis. Why? Din Tfil Shmo, you have to weave, you have to like twine the strings, L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. To Tfiyah, B'shas, you twine the string itself, it has to be, when you spin the string itself, it has to be done L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. So if you use these strings that were Oymet stand for sewing with, they were not spun L'shmo. So therefore, those strings are possible to be used for tzitzis. The Mor says, Ki tanoi rizas machlokes tanoim, if the tviya has to be done lishma or not. That tzipon zov, if you cover it up with gold, he's talking about tefillin. If you covered up your tefillin with gold, you put gold around it, or shaton aleim or behema temeya, rasa tapi your tefillin, you put over it skin from a pig skin, is psulais, the tefillin not psulais. Because you have to have skin of a kosher animal, not from this, and who are in gold also. What about Orbei Meteric Sheris, if you cover it up in Orbei Meteric Sheris? Viatho Pishla Yivdun Lishmon Atatamikamon. Even though this skin was not made Lishmon, but as long as it comes from a kosher animal, it's kosher for tefillin. And the Shiva Megalmiulai Menoh, Af Orbei Meteric Suleis, even if you stamp take kosher animal skin, but it's still possible. Chiyavdun Lishmon, so you make it Lishmon. So kids, so this machlokes here, the Gemara says, that machlokes by tzitzis also. If the asiyah, the chepza, what you're going to make the tzitzis with, does it have to be made Lishmon, or then by tefillin also? The skin that you're using to cover up the bottom with, does the skin itself have to be made Lishmon? So it's the same machlokes. Like this Kashmisha Kedusha, does it have to be done Lishmon or not? So machlokes both by tefillin and by tzitzis. And we hold in both places, yes, it has to be done, Lishmon. Oh, Malaya Ba'i, the Rav Shmuel, the Rav Yehuda, Hot Chilto, Hechit Savisolo, that tzitzis, how do you diet? Hot Chilto, Hechit Savisolo, how do you diet? Oh, Malaya, how do you make the dam a tchelis? How do you take the wool and dye it blue with the tchelis? So you say like this, Oh, Malaya, my senior dam chalozin, I bring the dam, the blood of this fish to chalozim, this salmonim. I have other type of salmonim there also, other ingredients there. was the derech at sevrim listras begodim betzrif, skarim pizza, there's other ingredients there. Or a minimum biyara, and I put it into a big pot, or masich and lay, I cook it up, and then the shaklin and put, I take out a little bit, the biyusa, and I take like an eggshell, to take out some of this dye to see if it's really good yet, and I have it in an eggshell. Vitaminu, and I test it out, I take my wool, and I put it into this dye. The Vitaminu lebi udra, I have like a special a piece to test it with, my testing, a special piece of wool. Now again, what he said was, Vishadimu le lehu biyusa, he throws away this eggshell now, the leftover dye in the eggshell, he throws away, leftover tchelis, the kalin le liyudra, and this piece that he tested it on, this piece of wool, he also throws away, he burns it. He does not use it for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, Shema mina tlas miraya three alochis. Shema mina tima psula. That the dye that you tested, you cannot use that dye anymore. That tchelis is possible to be used. The Rashi says, in ira tseva nisayim biyera, pasla skola yera. If this dye that you tested, if you throw it back into the pot, it's going to pass through the whole pot. So tima psula. Ushra mina debinin tzvila shma. Even this piece of wool that you dyed, you cannot use that for tchelis. Because when you dyed it, you did not do it with shema. You did it just to test it to see if it was good or not. Ushma mina tima psula. You also see this little bit of dye. It says when it goes back, it passes the whole thing. Because we do not say that it becomes bata brave. But other rabba, it's a dove choshev that's going to pass all the rest of the pot. And hainu, for the mora, hainu tima psula, hainu tzvi lishma. Of course, the same halacha. The why is tzvi a posel? It has to be because tima is posel. Om ravashi, my time koma. My time tima psula. How come the dye that you used to test, how come that's posel? Mishum debin and tzvi lishma. Because the shas you're dying it has to be done lishma. That's why the dye that you used to test it out, that's not called lishma. So Tosfos speaks out, v'afilu l'shem tzitzis. Even b'shas you tested out, let's say you had both kavonis. You had kavon l'shem tzitzis, and a kavon l'shem testing it, still it's possible. Because makom l'shem nesoyim nami avida. You also did it l'shem testing it. V'evi Tosfos says, k'mincha shekomso l'shmo, v'shlo l'shmo. Yet v'ash ta'an atlos, train in it. We'll do these three halachas, we only do one halacha. That's halacha, it has to be done lishmo. If you do it shlo lishmo, that passes it. So the dye also becomes possible. Smor says, really kitanoyim to machlokes tanoyim. Tima psula, mishum shenem it says, kolo tchelis. Dibu rabbi chinchnino, ben gamriel. If yechonim ben aboyoymer, afilu marisheni shibo kosher. No, even the second color is kosher. Mishum shenem it says, ushnitulas. So according to Rabbi Chanina, the pasuk says klal tchelos has to be pure. Means the first time using it now is l'shem tzitzis. That if it was tested out first, it'll be psula. And Yochanan the Haboy says no. That afilu marashenish, even the second color, even though it was tested already once before, still is kosher. That is lashna shnei tolas. Tana rabbanim tchelos ein lo bedika. There's no way to check it out, and therefore the nichas elamin amumcha. You only buy it from a mumcha. Tefillin yesh lo b'dikah v'nichah selam min ha-mumcha. Svarna mezuzah yesh lo b'dikah v'nichah b'kol adam. Says selam b'dikah, all right, we'll stop there. We'll continue. So turn over on the other side, we'll continue on the other side of the tape. Tcheles ein lo b'dikah. Tcheles, the blue wool, you dye blue, you can't check it out, you can't tell clearly if it was tcheles or maybe just blue dye. And therefore, v'yein nichah selam min ha-mumcha. Therefore, the Loch Ridge can only buy tchelis of a mumcha, like Yirei Shemayim, that you know for sure is only selling you tchelis, and not jipping you, not giving you kolilon. Tefillin, yesh lem b'dika. Tefillin is possible to check out. You can look over the parashis to make sure Rashi says, digduk bem, b'chaseiros, v'seiros, to make sure nothing missing, nothing extra there. You can check out the ksav of the tefillin. But still, the Loch Ridge, v'yeinichin elemin ha-mumcha. You're only allowed to buy tefillin off a mumcha. And the reason is because tefillin has to be made lishma. The oiros, the skin, has to be made lishma. And that you can't check out. So therefore you have to buy from the mumcha, Yirei Shemayim, that knows the halacha, that the ibud had to be worked over lishma, lishem mitzvah tefillin.
Svarim or mezuzah, as a Pater mezuzah, yesh lem b'dik, again, you could check them out. You could see how they're written. And v'nichkem mikol adam, you're not to buy it from anybody. Rashi says, the leka ben ibud l'shmon, because by these two, by mezuzahs and by svarim, there's no din ibud l'shmo, it's only by tefillin, or else by tzitzis. Now it says, u'tcheles ein lo b'dik, is it true what you're saying? That you cannot check out the blue wool, whether it was really blue, it was really tcheles, or is it stam blue dye? I've Rav Yitzchak bred Rav Yehuda bodiklo. He made one bedik. He checked out his tzitzis to see if it's really tchelos or not. What was his? How did Rav Yitzchak bred Rav Yehuda check it out? Is maisi magvia gila umaya? So he used to take magvia gila. Rashi says he used to take a bais of loshon sfas olam. He took some liquid alum umaya dishabilusa. They took the water. Rashi says that comes out of tilton, water that comes out of this type of a vegetable. Or maybe a glime, it took urine.